Okay. You know, really, I think this is going to be some really, really good tape for us to watch. You know, the first half, I thought, the first team offense and defense did some good things offensively to come out, move the ball like we did. Good sign. Like to turn those field goals into touchdowns, but good to get points on the board. I thought we executed fairly well. I think the message to that group was, just do the things you're capable of doing, and it will even turn out better. We had a couple drops in the first quarter, I think, with some of our guys that are capable of making plays. But we'll get those things cleaned up. But the poise they had on the road, pretty pleased. Defensively, thought we did some things better than last week. Played tighter coverage. And made some plays. I thought some underneath zone drops. We had our spacing down a little bit better. The run, couple runs in there, but for the most part, guys being too aggressive in their gaps. I think those things can all be cleaned up. So pretty pleased with that. And then, because of the number of plays that occurred, we were looking at the offense getting 30 to 35 plays. We thought it might take the first half to get that done. And by the start of the first or second quarter, they had their limit. So it gave an opportunity to get the second team offense in there in the second quarter, played primarily the second quarter and some in the third. So it was good to get those guys a lot of reps, more than maybe they anticipated. And same thing with the second team defense. I thought some younger guys, there's some adversity now in that second half with those younger guys playing. You know, just some foolish penalties, things that these guys got to get corrected. And we'll take a look at them. I told them there's no education like going through adversity. And that's what happened in the second half. Some challenges for those guys. Through some injuries, guys had to step up, play multiple positions. But that takes place in a game. And they've got to be able to step up when their number's called. So, but we'll see some good things from those guys as well. Yeah, Josh Wells has a dislocated thumb, Aurelius Ben, a broken clavicle, Demetrius McCray, right knee contusion, Leroy Reynolds, looks like a MCL sprain, and Kyrie Fort, we're going to do an MRI on his meniscus, take a look at that. And then Copeland, right shoulder dislocation. Look at what happens, and the defense played pretty good too. You know, when the offense can take that much time off the clock and control the ball and keep the defense fresh, then I think you can see that we have a chance to do some pretty good things. So that part I was very pleased with. Well, you know what? I think we're really trying to compete and find a way. I mean, we even structured our training camp practices in a way that, we could have as many guys available as possible to get as many reps as possible in these training camp practices. And at times, a little bit more walkthrough. Maybe the practices as far as going live, we cut back on that to ensure that we'd have the numbers. And all with the hopes that they would get a lot of reps that we could really speed up that part. And it seems like, we've always thought that they're a pretty sharp group. And I think that's showing that they're picking things up pretty quick. Well, it was, during the game now, we were scrambling a little bit with guys. I appreciate what those guys did, playing multiple positions. You know, Toddy Thomas was playing, Otto, and Jeremiah George was playing. You know, we had a time we didn't even have a Mike linebacker. So I think that's great experience for those guys to play. But I did see some good things from a guy like Jeremiah George. Again, another week where I thought he did some good things. It's doing a good job. I think, continue to do what we'd hope, in preseason. We'll see more blitz packages and things like that in the regular season. But still, I think they're doing a nice job. I had a couple really tough pressures that were brought up, and our guys made the right calls. The communication took place, gave Blake a lot of time. It was awesome, awesome. The one that Chad got sacked on, that was one that, we haven't watched a lot of tape on them. They came with a good pressure. We should have changed the point. We didn't. Throw it hot. We didn't. But with game planning, I think we'll be okay. Yeah, you know what? There's a couple that are third and two, and we ran the ball, and we were going to go for it on fourth and one, and it was more of a mentality. Hey, we're going for it now. We're going to run it two straight times. And we've got them on those third downs. So great illustration, I think, for Ole, for Doug Marone, Ron Middleton, the whole offensive staff, to really illustrate to the offense about the mentality. And to be able to capture those opportunities was great running the ball. you know, you can never have enough rushers. And you get Clemens back, you know, hopefully this week we can start to see him involved and, you know, get our pass rush going, as always. I think on third down we have some things where we can get some pressure. It's that first and second down. You know, can we get pressure on base downs? And that's where we, you know, guys like Brancher and Clem and Ryan Davis and Chris Smith, those guys will come through for us. I think he took another good step today to go on the road and, you know, to stack up another good performance. He's learning. I can tell you this, his preparation has been outstanding. I think that he has kind of a routine that he does to warm up his arm before practice, and I think he's developing a routine how he wants to go about his week of preparation. So all those things are good, and I think what I'm pleased about is he's seeing some benefits of playing some pretty consistent football. So, you know, we just need to add to it. You know what? We're getting closer. Let's just see. Let's evaluate the tape. I know that we said we'd like to, you know, maybe have an idea after this game. So, you know, we'll take a look at it and see.
How did Odrick and Miller
do? Jared Odrick did pretty good. Now, I saw a play where he had complete control of his gap, tried to come back inside, make a play, the back bounced out to his gap. So that's just getting reps. I love the strength, though. Love the strength from him and his effort and toughness. So those are just things with reps. He didn't play last week. I'm not real concerned about that. But I think to have another big body like that in there, and the guy I think can, you know, have a little bit of rush as well.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks.